Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Tori Amos, the American pop singer, said, "Healing takes courage, and we all have courage, even if we have to dig a little to find it." Well, sometimes we need help digging. But when we do, with Christ's help and strength, the healing can be absolutely miraculous. Our guests today are used to being used by the Lord to bring Christ's healing to women. As usual, we pause at the beginning of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, even just for a moment, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. No matter what you're going through, what you're facing, how heavy the burden is that's weighing on your shoulders, it's not so heavy that with Christ's help, you cannot lift it and make it through however difficult the challenges you may be facing today. There is hope for you in Jesus. Kazuko Adachi is president and co-founder of In His House, Hawaii. Kazuko was born and raised in Nagoya, Japan, as a Buddhist. She was educated at an international school in Japan, where she learned to speak English fluently. She graduated from the University of Puget Sound with a bachelor's degree in psychology. Today, Kazuko is leading a ministry that is impacting the lives of women at the deepest levels, of healing. Healing wounds. But she's not doing it alone. Her partner in ministry is Memory Casey. Memory is the director and co-founder of In His House, Hawaii. She was born and reared in Jamestown, North Dakota. She earned her bachelor's degree in social work at Eastern Washington University in Cheney, Washington. She moved to Hawaii and graduated from the University of Hawaii, where she earned her master's degree in social work. And then she worked at Kuakini Medical Center as a social worker, and then was promoted to director of social work. And in 1995, she entered a private practice as a Christian counselor. Well, both Memory and Kazuko and their ministry In His House, Hawaii, who's also led by their partner, Memory's husband, Carl, is strategically placed. And I want you to hear what God has done to bring them to this place and what God is doing and what vision they have to impact the lives of many, not only here, but also in Japan. Kazuko is a single parent. She has three children. And Memory and her husband, Carl, have two daughters and four grandchildren. Kazuko and Memory, I want to welcome you to our show along with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. Mahalo for coming and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kazuko, let's just start with you. How did you become a Christian?
Oh. Well, it's kind of a long story, but when I went to an international school in Japan, a lot of children there were missionaries' kids. Mm-hmm. And I was sort of disappointed by Christians at the time, so I made a decision in my heart that I will never be a Christian at that time. Mm. Because to me, they were very judgmental. Mm-hmm. So I thought that all religious organizations and those people who are in those organizations are just there to just to make judgments against you if you're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that Christianity is about having a relationship with Jesus. When I was going through a very difficult time back in, I believe, 2001, there was somebody who spoke into my life. In fact, she was a woman who was helping me to take care of my children at the time, and she invited me to a church. In fact, during a women's conference, I was very hesitant because I didn't want to be involved with religion at all. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I went there, though, something happened. I mean, I lost hope. I was in despair. I couldn't sleep. At times, I couldn't even get out of my bed. But when I went to that church meeting, I just got filled with so much encouragement. And I started to cry. And I didn't know why I was crying. And before I knew it, I ran to the altar. Wow. And received Jesus and got filled with the Holy Spirit. Mm. And that's the beginning of my journey with Jesus.
Mamie, how about you?
I became a Christian when I was 43. I'm 63, so almost. In fact, in February, it will be exactly on February 14th, it will be 20 years when I accepted Christ. I grew up in a home where I was just told, just go to church, and my brother and I would walk to church, of course, and ditch church. We would sit, we'd go buy candy and sit behind the garage and eat it because there wasn't anyone guiding us, directing us. And then as I grew older, I just thought many things were the answer and not, there wasn't one answer in life. Mm-hmm. I remember many people speaking into my life, so it really does matter when people speak into your life, even if you think that person's not hearing you. The turning point was 20 years ago, my mother-in-law died, and she was a devout Christian, just a wonderful woman, just lived everything that God taught her. And we were devastated because she had a heart attack, and we just felt she was calling us. And so it just totally was a miracle, and God touching us and saying, go. He was just calling us, and we heard him. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she was up there, though, calling us. And so we didn't know where to go. And of course, a miracle, someone comes to cut all our plumeria trees in the backyard, and he happens to be the worship leader of Hope Chapel Kaneohe Bay. And we said, okay. So we went, and we felt very awkward, and we felt out of place and didn't want to get involved. I thought Christians up to that point just write in their little books and smile a lot. So that's how it happened. We went and one sermon and we just kept going, and that was it. Yeah.
Now, you were at that time, you were already counseling, right?
Yes, I was.
Now, and here's the thing. I'm looking at the connection of what God has you doing now, and you were a counselor before, but then now there's a redemptive value to all that you're doing. And then I'm also looking at you and I'm thinking, somebody from North Dakota and somebody from Nagoya sitting in our studio, Martin, sitting in our studio right in front of us, seasoned with the experiences of life, positioned at this particular time in God's divine plan for such a time as this to meet the needs, the deep needs, some needs that are inexpressible for women. Now, we can't really talk about that, but you can. What is it that the Lord has put on your heart through your journey to to give you such a passion for what you're doing today within His house ministry?
You know, I graduated with psychology major because I was very desperate to really find an answer. I was always in pain. I mean, from outside, I basically had everything going.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always so, I knew something could be better. I mean, I just felt like something was missing, and I just felt so desperate to find that answer, but I couldn't find it in psychology. And I went to many psychologists and counselors, secular counselors, and they not only didn't help me, but they just made me very good at analyzing. I was a very analytical person to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So I just became so good at analyzing why I became so messed up. But there is no answer to it. I knew how it happened, but there is no true healing there. And actually, in fact, it made it worse because I meditated on those things, that those negative things that happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't go forward with it. Besides, a lot of psychologists, you know, they're very qualified, you know, to do what they do, but at the same time, they're humans too.
Mm-hmm.
So they have some baggage themselves. So without Christ, they can't get over that either. So of course, when they counsel, they have to, that gets in the way sometimes. Mm-hmm. So one counselor I went to, I remember, she was a wonderful person, but she really gave a lot of her opinions to lead me and guide me when I was going through some difficult times. So what we do, I mean, and I, it's different because we don't do anything. We just wait on the Lord. Every retreat that we do for women, memory always tells me, you know, Kazuko, when women come here, we hold their hearts in our palms. And that's the responsibility that God has given us. So we're not going to use our opinions. We're not going to make anything happen, but we're going to wait on the Lord so that God can come and heal those women. So that's what we do. And so that's why I really believe in it, because how I met Memory is I met her because I was, when I was going through a very desperate, you know, moment of my life, and she was my therapist. I went to her weekly for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And what she did, actually what God did through her, was just amazing. I became a different person. I walked in just depressed, no hope. Now God has given me ministry. God healed, not only healed my children, but they're serving the Lord.
Wow.
And he saved my parents. He, you know, and then he gave me a business. And he gave me a vision in Japan.
I'm looking at, just listening to you, someone who has been really touched and restored by the Lord, the true resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we go to our break, I can't help but to think, Memory, Kazuko, Martin, that there's a dear woman that's listening right now who is feeling a sense of quiet desperation. Feeling a gnawing hollow hopelessness in her heart, wondering, where do I go? What can I do? Is there any hope for me? Can I really share my burdens with somebody who can embrace it? Well, I believe the answer is yes. That's why he's sent Kazuko Adachi and Memory Casey right here in studio but right there where you are, sent by the Lord to touch you at your point of need. When we come back, we'll talk about some common things that they found. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
We've all had it, you know, those wounds in our lives, you know, you look at it, you touch it, you flinch when you touch it, and you don't even want to go any deeper. Maybe just put a Band-Aid on it to cover it up so you don't have to look at it, but you know it's there, and then it begins to fester and it gets infected and begins to really, really hurt. It's worse than it even was before because we didn't do the right things to it to heal. Well, I think in some ways the same is true with our emotional wounds. There are some deep things that we go through, deep things that women go through, but not only that, but men go through it too. We all go through stuff in our lives. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga and our featured guest today, Kazuko Adachi and Memory Casey of In His House Hawaii. You can find out more about their ministry, very impactful ministry. They have a niche, however you want to say it. You can find out more at inhishouse.com. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors, Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa and Dr. Calvin Oishi, the orthopedic surgeon. Thank you for your generous support. And also to our dear listeners, our listener supporters who have seen great value in wanting to pass the word on about this show. I want to thank you for your support as well. And for those of you who are thinking, hey, you know what? I want to be a part of the Good Life Hawaii partnership team. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And click on the partnership tab. We also have other shows, other resources there, devotionals. You can go ahead and access everything. Everything is downloadable, and you can pass it on via Facebook and through email. Share the good words, the good stories with family and friends, even as you think about them. Well, deep wounds.
You know, Dan, as I'm listening here with you, I'm looking at memory in Kazuko, and you shared about how precious all these souls are that coming to your home, to your ministry, and I can't help but think that it has to be a commonality. What would bring somebody to the point of saying, you know, I need help. I would like to. There's somebody out there that can help me. Can you maybe share a little more information on some of the issues or some of the challenges that women face that brings them to consider that maybe there is a solution?
Yes. I would say that a lot of people that come in, men and women, have had traumatic childhoods. They have had a lot of things. I guess you could say maybe from mild trauma to severe trauma, but they've had trauma in their lives. A lot of times there's been physical abuse, verbal abuse, even sexual abuse. And what happens is they're in relationships, they're getting a little older now, even in their 20s. So I get people that come in their 20s, and Kazuko works with them as well. And when they come in, they just realize that they're repeating some of the same things over and over in their life, and it's not working. And they don't want to keep repeating it, and they're wondering why their relationships don't work. So our work helps by helping them look at their childhood and the things that happened to them. And really, it's really like sorting through tall weeds. You're trying to help them sort through it so that they can begin to see what happened and when it happened, how it affected their lives.
You know, I've looked at statistics on the frequency or the number of, you talked about abuse, sexual abuse as a child, and there's a list that was given of these traumatic events that happened in someone's life before they even 12 years old. Death of a family member, separation, divorce, you know, those types of things. So what I'm hearing you say is, sometimes these things that happen to us that we've maybe tucked in the back of our minds, when you talk about it, that these might actually be the values, the paradigm that have surfaced in our lives. It's so subconscious. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's great. Just the way you said it. It's I think many times what we do is we tuck it away. We know it was hurtful and painful, but we don't know who to go to, who's going to help us look at it. So and in fact, some people think, well, there is no one that can help me. And what happens is you're sitting on it. You've just removed it from your person, so to speak. And but it keeps surfacing, even, you know, unconsciously or consciously, it's surfacing in your relationships. But even like you mentioned, divorce. Yes, a child makes a decision off of that divorce. Mom and dad didn't want me. Mom wants me. Dad didn't want me. And what happens when you're helping people heal, the Lord has showed us where you go to the root. You go to where things happen, and you'll see what decisions that person made at that time. You'll see that it was traumatic. But that's where Satan comes in. Satan lies to you how you should cope, how you're going to get through this life. But of course, his whole purpose is to divide you, move you away from people, to hurt you. And so he's not going to give you truth. He's going to give you lies. And our job is to help people see those lies, show them why they made those decisions, which made sense at the time, of course, as a child, and then move them, though, to Christ, to truth. And when you do that, their relationship with Christ, which is the true goal of healing and counseling, their relationship with Christ becomes very intimate. Hmm. They really understand who they are, who they were created to be, that God has covered them. They begin to see that God was there, even in the trauma.
How is that memory, Kazuko? How can somebody, I'm just thinking somebody right now is thinking, how in the world could I ever see God in my abuse? You know, how would somebody see that?
Well, I think what happens is as you're going through these traumas with them, and showing them what the lies were, and realizing that the lies, that Christ is not going to lie to you, only Satan is. Mm-hmm. So helping them see what the lies are, and then just taking them into prayer and asking the Lord to speak to them and to speak the truth to them. And it sounds very simple. To me, it is very simple. And it is amazing what happens. Christ speaks to them. And they hear that he was there, that he never intended. He didn't. They weren't born and he intended to have that happen to them. But there are people in this world that make bad choices, evil choices. And as a result of that, children especially, but everyone suffers.
It must be quite a moment, or quite an experience to be there, to actually be witnessing the marvelous working of the mighty Holy Spirit, gently, tenderly working and moving in the heart of someone and speaking to them like you've described. Share with us some of what you've seen when that has happened.
Well, when we have retreats, usually we bring 4 to 5 women to our ministry home, mm-hmm. and they stay overnight for 2 nights. And what we do is we tell them there are 2 rules. One is don't do anything to help us. And the second thing is, this is your daddy's house, so don't ask us. If you don't need permission, you can do whatever your daddy pleases. And that alone is very, very healing, because a lot of women, they feel like they have to take on the whole world, take care of the children, take care of this, you know, and just know that they can just be God's daughters and just have some rest. And whatever we do out of God's love. It's not the wisdom we have or any kinds of psychological techniques that would bring true healing to those women, but it is the power of the Holy Spirit and love of our Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. So that's what we always look to. Memory and I have never made, we don't make any plans. We have basic things that we do. But we just ask the Holy Spirit the whole time to lead us and guide us. So each retreat, each experience of a woman is different. And so when women start to realize that they're being accepted and loved by God, they just start to open up. And they start to realize a lot of things that were hidden that they didn't even know that they had. And then they start to really start to give it to the Lord, because first thing we have to establish is that they can trust us and they can be in the presence of the Lord. And then everything else happens. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do anything. We just kind of, we're facilitators. We're not there to do anything else. And I just wanted to add this, because I experienced it. When I first went to Memory, I was already a Christian. But I went to church and I got excited, and the word was powerful at my church, and I was growing, but I wasn't growing as fast because there was so much garbage that I had in myself that I didn't even know that I had. But I thought that, well, if I only have the word of God and if I pray, I should heal. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get there on my own. And what we do is we're not replacing church at all. We're just, it's like when you get sick, you know, of course you pray for healing, but if you really need to get some medical help, you go see your doctor. Mm-hmm. Well, what we do is we're here to help you heal emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. So when you sometimes have so much stuff and you're in a place where kids are screaming and crying and just moving all the time, how can you have the presence of the Lord and receive the healing, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we do is to make sure that when those women come, they get rest.
Somebody today has been praying, oh God, Lord, is there some place that I can go? Are there people that could take in and relate with me and understand where I'm at, what I'm going through? And the answer is yes. And it's like as I listen, it seems like almost an oasis in a desert of emotional parchment, a fresh river of hope and renewal in his house, Hawaii. Memory Casey and Kazuko Adachi are here. They run that ministry. God has really positioned them at this particular time. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk more. You know, there's certain things that they say that really touch your heart. It's intentional, you know. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what you need, and he knows the timing. And if there's a glimmer of hope that's beginning to spark in your heart right now, that's just the beginning of the healing that God wants to do in and through your life. You know, you're worth so much more than you realize. There's so much potential in you that God wants to unleash. But so many times and it's not just about women, it's about men too. We need healing. We need restoration so God can use us to our utmost. And that's the beautiful thing. There's hope. And it's not just a word. It can be experienced. When we come back, we'll not only talk about what God is doing here in Hawaii, but what God is doing in Japan. Women there as well. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The Good Life Hawaii.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, the love of a father, daddy. When you can call someone daddy and, you know, you can have a really great experience with a great father. And yet so many times people in this world have had other kinds of relationships with their dad. They might not call it ideal. Sometimes they might call it tragic. And it affects. It affects the way we relate with God. It affects the way we relate with people and the way we relate with ourselves. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our featured guest today, Kazuko Adachi and Memory Casey of In His House Hawaii, a special ministry, a ministry of healing. You might be listening to the show and you're saying, well, you know, I caught that tail end of that last segment. I'm wondering, how can I get the rest of the show? Can I listen to the whole thing? The answer is absolutely yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear the show in its entirety. You can also download the show and send it to a friend. As you're listening, you might be thinking, geez, this would be a perfect thing for my sister or my cousin or my friend or even my spouse. I think it will make a difference just to have that person, my loved one, listen to this show. Send them a link. You can download it, send it to them. You can find it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You might also be thinking, I want to find what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Just like Memory Casey or Kazuko Adachi has experienced a relationship with the Lord, I want to find out more. Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click on the Get to Know Jesus tab, and I have something very special, a special presentation for you. You know, we talk about Japan before our break, and ministry is not only happening in Hawaii. Kazuko, Memory, what's happening in Japan?
It's not quite happening yet, but we're definitely have been given the vision,
yes,
to bring this ministry to where I was born and raised, Nagoya, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
My family actually owns a property, and God has already given us the vision to build a building for the Lord. And there, most likely, we're going to have a Hawaiian cafe,
mm-hmm,
where that place turns into a church.
Oh.
Because a lot of Japanese people, they don't really like to go to church. Or sometimes they're not, you know, their families don't accept the fact that you become a Christian and go to a Christian church. But if you can go to a cafe and if you can get to know some Christian people, that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we can start to do ministry. And we're planning to have conferences and trainings and counseling possibly in the future, and do mini retreats, and if they want to have a full retreat, we're going to invite them to come to Hawaii.
And you're not only talking about these things too, though, but you visit Japan on a pretty regular basis too, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I go back and forth 4 times a year,
mm-hmm,
since God gave me this vision in 2007. And God told me to network with different Christian people and different, you know, Christian leaders in Japan. And every time I go back there, God shows me something different and new.
Dynamic ministry, dynamic leaders. You know, they hear from God and they don't sit on their hands and cogitate about what to do next or how or when or what. They actually engage and they connect, and you're doing it. You might be thinking, hey, I need this ministry. I'd like to connect with Kazuko. I'd like to connect with Memory Casey. Well, Kazuko has been gracious. You can contact her at 808-381-8276. That's how serious they are. They give out phone numbers here. 808-381-8276. 381-8276. Kazuko, what about email? Someone might feel more comfortable sending an email. What's the email address that they would reach you at?
It's kazukon at hawaii.rr.com. Kazukon at hawaii.rr.com.
Kazukon Hawaii
at
hawaii.rr.com. Kazukon at hawaii.rr.com.
You know, because as you share your vision for Japan, I have to sit here and think you're really making headway right here in the islands. And you're in the middle, or if I would say, of the women here. But in Japan, again, I don't know, maybe you can answer this for me. There are things that I'm sure are common as far as the causes of some of these anxieties or behavior or, you know, low self-esteem or whatever it might be. I'm wondering, in Japan, because you have that Taisho, you know, and then there's, of course, a newer generation that's coming up that's very different from what you would consider the older generation. Are there any different? Is it similar, or are there any differences among the cultures that might be more pronounced because of the expectation placed upon a Japanese woman versus perhaps a American woman?
Oh, definitely. There are a lot of differences. And it's much harder to minister to a Japanese woman because a lot of times Japanese women were trained to be culturally acceptable and socially acceptable. So a lot of times we don't really show ourselves. And so when you start to minister to the person, usually they are very polite and they usually say, yes, that sounds great. I'm going to go visit your church. Wonderful. But they're not lying. They're just being very polite. But so that's why it's important to get through the face that they put on and get to more to the heart. And in order to do that, you really have to have a relationship. You really have to have more of a trusting relationship so that they can feel comfortable to be able to share with you what's really inside.
And I have to circle back. I mean, it's been on my heart. You talk about relationship. Earlier in the segment, you had talked about when women come to your retreat, that you say, this is your daddy's house. Mm-hmm. Now, when you use that word, daddy, it's like that is a very endearing word. There's not many people who can speak to anybody and call them daddy, and after a certain age you say dad or father. But you know, that use of the word stirs emotion. Why is that? And what is this thing about daddy? Because some have fathers that may or may not have been the model, but yet you refer to daddy as the godly father, and there has to be a reason. Why is that word so powerful? Memory?
I feel like when Jesus was going, he was talking to his daddy in the garden and he wanted that cup to be taken from him, that it was about talking to his daddy. So that word, I believe, is just the most caring, loving, intimate word you could use. I think that is the dream, the hope of everyone. Little boy, little girl, I think that's what they want. And sometimes, even, you know, children are terribly hurt by abuse. Other times it can be even just parents who are busy working, but they long to have daddy. And I do believe that when we're told to come to the likeness of Christ, it's all about us being daddies and mommies. And being so full of love and understanding that that's how our children would feel. So when people have been hurt, it's hard for them to trust and let alone relate to their Father in heaven. And even harder, of course, to come to believe that he is their daddy. but we see it all the time. We do see people come to that. We do see them restored in that way. We do see the hope back, that intimacy with God. And in that, they have walked through now and forgiven their own fathers or their own mothers, depending on what had happened.
And what would you say to someone that maybe does not have a good grasp of daddy, that relationship, that just total love, acceptance, I'll do what I can and I'll take a bullet for you type of love? You know, if someone hasn't had that experience, or maybe it's been tainted by a father who just was not anything close to what we would consider to be like the heavenly father, how do you connect with someone like that, that doesn't really understand, or at this point, when you use the word daddy, it doesn't bring tears to the eyes. It does to me, maybe to you too, but how do you communicate it? What would
you say? I saw those tears when we're just now when we were talking. So I agree with you. It is so hard for them to relate. And what you do is acknowledge right where they're at, that that is such a hard thing for them to acknowledge, and that they probably can't even imagine what that would be. But then you give them Christ's promise that they will relate to that in the
end.
Which
is what?
Christ's promise is that he loves them. He created them. He created them for a purpose. That purpose, we were predestined. And that does not mean one person. That means every person, that he created us. And he will heal. He came to this. He came. Jesus came for salvation, and he came for our healing. He knew we would be broken. There's no way he wouldn't have known. He knew that.
The Lord takes broken people. He takes the shattered pieces of broken lives. And by his amazing grace and by his amazing power, in ways that only he can do, he puts those pieces back together and polishes them up like better than before. Did you know that the brokenness that you feel are actually things that God can use to bring healing to others? He can bring hope to others through your pain. Ever wonder, why in the world am I going through this right now? I can't even imagine why God would put me through this. Well, there's a purpose. God is not just playing around. He's not playing with your life. He loves you. And he's here to use every part of your experience for his purpose and for your good. When we come back from our break, we're going to hear a parting shot from Memory Casey and Kazuko Adachi. They're leaders of the ministry In His House, Hawaii. It's a ministry of healing. Healing. You like that word, healing? Because healing brings hope, doesn't it? And there's healing and hope for you right where you are. Memory Casey has been a counselor for many, many years. And so has Kazuko. They have background, professional background. They've been trained in it. But they've also come under a divine covering, a redemptive covering. They counsel from the scriptures. They counsel in the name of Christ. And they bring his healing. When we come back, we'll hear more from them. Heart to heart. Gut-level stuff is what we're dealing with here. You don't want to miss it. Some of the best things come even at the very end. So stay with us. We'll be back with much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. and listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host Martin Arinaga and our featured guests today, Memory Casey and Kazuko Adachi, of In His House Hawaii. You can find out more about their ministry at the website In His House Hawaii or inhishouse.com. That's inhishouse.com. Contact information, Kazuko. You can contact Kazuko at 808-381-8276. That's 381-8276. And her email address is kazukon@hawaii.rr.com. Kazukon, K-A-Z-U-K-O-N at hawaii.rr.com. Memory, Kazuko, a parting shot. You know, somebody right now is feeling like they're in a really tight spot. The burden that they carry is overbearing. What would you say to someone who's going through a rough time like that?
I know those people right now are listening, and I know that you're desperate, and I know that it's hard for you to believe that you can't be helped, but that is a lie. You will be helped and you can be helped. And the important thing for you is to ask for that help. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian or a non-Christian, you ask for help. God loves every one of us. He created every one of us. He wants healing for every one of us. So you asking for help, do not sit in your pain. Just ask for the help.
Kazuko, how about you? What would you say to someone?
Yes, we need to have courage to ask for help. Sometimes we think, no, we can handle it ourselves. No, we can't. We're not meant to be by ourselves, and just ask for help. And nothing is impossible for God. There's always hope. There is no such thing as, no, it's impossible, and there's no more hope. No, those are lies, like Memory was saying. And we just have to just go out and just believe that God knows us, knows where we're at, and He always answers our prayer and help us when we cry out to Him.
Memory, can you just lead in a prayer to someone who's hurting right now?
Father God, I just thank you for this day, Father. I thank you, Father, for this program and for whoever it's reaching. And I pray right now, Father, that those that need it the most right now that are hearing this, Father, I just pray that our Father in heaven will touch your heart.
Yes.
And that His love would just go into your heart, and that you would just be infused with Him that every one of your senses would be filled with him, and you would know that you are loved, and that there is help for you, and that there is love waiting for you. And I just pray right now that you would just feel our Father's arms around you. I would just, that you would just know that he is carrying you, mm-hmm. that you don't even have to walk anymore, that he cares about every detail of your life, that he actually, the Bible says that he has us engraved in the palms of his hands, and that every detail of our life is there, not just our name, but every detail. So I just, that you would just hold on, that you would just hold on and just dare to dream, to believe that that he is there and he's there mm-hmm. for you. And I just thank you, Lord, as you touch those people right now, Father, just touching them, just putting your arms around them, Father, just carrying them, mm-hmm. Father, in your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Kazuko, Memory, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being obedient to the Lord and allowing the Lord to use you at such a critical time in the lives of people. There are stresses that people are dealing with from without and inner pressures that they're dealing with from within. And the need for healing is so great. And the need for your ministry is so critical at this time. So thank you for sharing from your heart, sharing and letting the Lord use you. InHisHouse.com. That's their ministry website, InHisHouse.com. In the next few days, you're going to be hearing other stories that God, in a way that he puts things together perfectly, has other programs like these to meet you right where you are. But not only that, as you're listening, you might be thinking, hey, I know somebody who just needs this at this very time. I want to encourage you to go ahead and send a copy of this as a downloadable program to them. This is the perfect time to reach someone with the love of Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org for more information and access other resources there. Psalm 138 verse 8 says, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for you. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hand." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests today, Kazuko Adachi and Memory Casey. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga and our technical producer Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.